يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفيم والجاه، يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفيم والجاه، يا قاسم الجنة والنار، يا سيدي يا قاسم الجنة والنار.
How the grave of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, was discovered.
Sayyid Sultan al-Wayzi in Shirazi, but in what state was the grave of the commander of the faithful Ali, discovered 150 years after his death?
Because Umayyad oppression was so intense during Ali's later life, he stipulated in his will that his body should be laid in a grave secretly at night, and that no trace of the grave should be left. Only a few of his close companions and his sons attended the burial. On the morning of the 21st of Ramadan, when he was to be buried, two conveyances were prepared. One was instructed to go to Mecca, the other to Medina. This is why for years his grave remained unknown, except to a few companions and his own sons.
Why was the grave's location kept a secret?
Probably out of fear of the irreligious Umayyads. They were particularly inimical to the members of the progeny of the Prophet. They could have desecrated the grave.
But is it possible that a Muslim, even though an enemy, might violate the grave of a brother Muslim?
Have you studied the history of the Umayyads? From the day this wretched dynasty came to power, the door of oppression was opened among Muslims. Good heavens! What atrocities they committed! What blood they shed! And what honors they spoiled! With deep shame, your eminent scholars recorded their many crimes. Allama Maghrizi Abul Abbas Ahmad ibn Ali Shafi'i recorded the heart-rending atrocities of the Umayyads in his book An-Naza' wa Takhasum fi ma bayna Bani Hashim wa Bani Umayya. As examples of what they were capable of, I will cite only two events: the martyrdom of Zayd ibn Ali ibn Husayn, known as Zayd al-Shahid, that is, the martyr, and the martyrdom of his son Yahya. Historians of both Shias and Sunnis recorded that when Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik became the caliph, he committed many atrocities. With regard to the Bani Hashim, he was particularly cruel. At last, Zayd ibn Ali, the son of Imam Zain al-Abidin, and well known as a great scholar and a pious theologian, went to see the caliph to seek redress for the grievances of the Bani Hashim. But as soon as Zayd arrived, the caliph, instead of greeting him as a direct descendant of the Holy Prophet, abused him with such abominable language that I cannot repeat it. Because of this disgraceful treatment, Zayd left Syria for Kufa, where he raised an army against the Bani Umayyad. The governor of Kufa, Yusuf ibn Umar Thaqafi, came out with a huge army to face him. Zayd recited the following war poem: "Disgraceful life and honorable death, both are bitter morsels, but if one of them must be chosen, my choice is honorable death." Although he fought bravely, Zayd was killed in the battle. His son, Yahya, took his body from the field and buried him away from the city near the river bank, causing the water to flow over it. However, the grave was discovered, and under Yusuf's orders, the body was exhumed, Zayd's head was cut off and sent to Hisham in Syria. In the month of Safar, 121 after Hijra, Hisham had the sacred body of this descendant of the Prophet placed on the gallows entirely naked. For 4 years, the sacred body remained on the gallows. Thereafter, when Walid ibn Yazid ibn Abdul Malik ibn Marwan became caliph on 126 after Hijra, he ordered that the skeleton be taken down from the gallows, burnt, and the ashes scattered to the wind. This accursed man committed a similar atrocity to the body of Yahya ibn Zayd of Gurgan. This noble man also opposed the oppression of the Bani Umayya. He too was martyred on the battlefield. His head was sent to Syria, and, as in the case of his revered father, his body was hung on the gallows for 6 years. Friend and foe alike wept at the sight. Waliuddin Abu Muslim Khorasani, who had risen against the Bani Umayyah on behalf of Bani Abbas, took his body down and buried it in Gorgan, where it is a place of pilgrimage.
Despite these conclusive remarks, I think that the grave of Ali, may Allah bless him, is not located in Najaf. Scholars differ on this point. Some say it is in the state house in Kufa, some say it is in the Qibla of the central mosque of Kufa, some say that it is in the gate known as Bab al-Kinda of the mosque of Kufa. Some hold that it is in the Rahba in Kufa. Still, others say it is beside the grave of Fatima in Baqi. In Afghanistan, too, there is a place near Kabul known as the Mausoleum of Ali. According to one account, the sacred body of Ali was placed in a box and laid on the back of a camel and sent toward Medina. A party of men snatched the box, believing it contained valuables. On opening it, they saw the sacred body, brought it to Kabul, and buried it at this place. That is why people revered this place.
These differences arose because of the details of his will, which stipulated that the arrangements for his burial obfuscate his burial place. It is related from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq that at the time of his death, the commander of the faithful told his son Imam Hussein that after burying him in Najaf, he should prepare four graves for him in four different places, in the mosque of Kufa, in Rahba, in the house of Jurda, Hira, and in Ghira. The Shia agree that this sacred grave is in Najaf. Whatever they have learned from the Ahlul Bayt is authentic. The people of the house know best about what relates to the house. I really wonder at your scholars who have neglected the sayings of the progeny of the Holy Prophet in every matter. They did not inquire about the location of the grave of the father from his own sons in order to learn the truth. It is certain that the children know more about the grave of their father than others do. Similarly, your other scholars, such as Khatib Khawarizmi in Manaqib, Muhammad ibn Shafi'i in Matalib al-Su'ul, Ibn Abil Hadid in Sharh Nahj al-Balagha, Firuzabadi in his lexicon, Qamus, under the word Najaf, and others have held that the commander of the faithful's grave is located in Najaf.